This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It was. Yesterday was football day.
Well, yesterday was football day.
Yes, it was.
Yes, as we pivot to Hallis Hall.
Big day.
Finally, we heard from Caleb Williams.
Yeah, that you know, I don't get that one at all. I don't understand why you couldn't just get that over with a week ago. And I mean,
I don't think that was on him, though.
No. I'm talking about the Bears.
Yeah.
I think it's on them. I think they should have just gotten it out of the way. I think it's much ado about nothing, quite frankly, Mr. Shakespeare. I don't think that there's any legs to any of this stuff. I thought he handled it fine. I he came out, he gave a little statement, and then he kind of backed it up, and yeah, it's tough.
He made it a moot point.
Yeah,
he made it a moot point because of the way he handled it. Should have been handled 13 days ago.
That's all I'm saying.
And I think though, when Caleb Williams finally addressed it, he showed awareness. He provided context. And I think he made most of it go away.
And you know what he did? He didn't deny everything. He didn't like he nothing to see here. Move along. It wasn't like, oh well, I didn't say it exactly like that. He didn't pick nit. He said, yeah, you know, this happened. Yeah, I was impressed.
You know what's interesting? That's a great point. He has been. Tell me, I'm kind of thinking out loud here. Since he has arrived, we've seen him a lot of times explaining things, and he's been challenged by things haven't gone well, and he's had to explain those. I don't recall many times, if at all, him being defensive. I don't think that Caleb Williams has been defensive. I don't think he's taken the mic or gone to the podium with a guy who seems like he's got anything to hide. That transparency, I think, has been something that served him very well.
He's an explosive offensive player. It's not defensive. No, I agree with what you're saying. I think he's a mature kid. I thought he handled that very well. I don't think he needed a week to figure out what to say. I thought he had it all down, and he did a very good job of it. And it was, like I say, it was one of those things where, you know, once you got the context that he offered, I don't think there was, as we've talked about, If you look at the teams that were choosing in the draft, that were looking for quarterbacks in the draft, there was one that was an offensive team with an offensive guy running it, and so he really liked that guy. They connected. That doesn't surprise anybody, does it?
No. So you're coming out of college. You're the top quarterback available. You're going to be one of one, and the Vikings are one of the teams evaluating you. Of course you're going to be enamored with the idea of playing for one of the best play callers in football, as opposed to a place where quarterbacks go to die, according to Dad. Yep. So none of this.
I like the way he supported his dad, too.
I do, too.
I thought he didn't blame his old man.
He didn't throw his dad under the bus.
Not at all.
He explained what everybody who has a kid can relate to. It's just that dads will do things for their sons or try to put them in the best position possible. I don't even feel that. I don't even feel any sort of. I understand Carl Williams' perspective in this.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's somebody who's definitely different in terms of personality maybe than his son, and wants the best for his kid and tried to do that. So good for him. Caleb Williams will be evaluated by what he does on the field. And yesterday, depending on who you talk to, he was more impressive at the podium than he was on the field. And that may be something worth talking about.
Right, right. He threw a couple of picks during practice. I think what's interesting to me, though, if you really want to talk about this and get into it, when the head coach said that they went over tape together and he pointed out some body language issues, and he doesn't want that. He doesn't want them to be a palms up team. He thinks that's a sign of weakness. I thought that was interesting. You don't want this going on, and you don't want that going on. And you know, there was a bad moment where he got to the sidelines and it kind of collapsed one time. I'm just saying.
You can't do that.
No.
No, I have a PhD in body language.
And it's,
I have always believed.
You studied under Biggs.
Definitely. I studied under Biggs. And I remember the age of Cutler. And these are the kinds of things that would come up.
Yes.
Because Jay Cutler was somebody whose body language screamed, get me out of here.
Yes.
I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to play with you. I don't want to do this.
Yes. So that,
it matters.
That was interesting that the coach felt the need to go over that with him.
How did you feel about that?
I think it's a good thing to go over with him. I think it's fine. I got no problem with seeing something and making sure you address that and nip that in the bud immediately.
It's not something like you worry about if, say, Darnell Wright or Cole Kmet or Montez Sweat is a palms up guy. You talk to him and maybe you'll be concerned and it's a one-time thing. But if your quarterback consistently has histrionics on the sideline or is hanging his head, you have to address that and you have to worry about that more because he is the leader of your football team. And in this case, he's a young leader trying to figure out how to deal with adversity. So Ben Johnson, I thought those are two separate issues, but they're both very important.
I just thought it was one thing that was really important to point out. That's all.
It's as important as his footwork, as his, you know, getting used to taking the snap behind center.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams has to be, and we'll talk to Clay Harbor at 9 o'clock, looking forward to that. Clay described it as a head up, shoulders back type of guy after mistakes, after things go poorly. That's the way that football coaches tell players to act. And Caleb Williams, probably in that degree, has a lot of growth to make because he's still a young quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, the danger with quarterbacks in particular is your body language would tend to signify who you blame for something going wrong. Like if you look at a guy after you got sacked, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's it.
It is something that you've got to – and I don't know that this is any breaking news to Caleb Williams – but the camera's always on him. His reaction is always looked at. Well, everything he does is going to be scrutinized, and you're going to hear about it.
If somebody drops a pass.
Yes.
And he shakes his head like,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh. That's a little Aaron Rodgers. Think of Aaron Rodgers.
That's a
great
example.
He's the guy who you know when he's not happy with the route his receiver ran.
Well, it's more like, David, if you think of Aaron Rodgers, you know it's never his fault.
No, it's never his fault.
Because he will
But you don't want to be that guy.
Exactly. Exactly.
You don't
want to
be that guy. You want to be the you want to be the rah-rah guy.
Yes.
You want to be the guy that's okay, I'm picking you up after you did
that's
something
exactly
that
right.
You couldn't you didn't get it done.
Yeah. But
the energy guy.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. I like what we are kind of witnessing at this point, because even if he's making mistakes on the field, well, those are teachable moments. That's
I like
what you want. You want that mistake coming now. You don't want two interceptions in a game.
No, and I like that Ben Johnson is being open about what he's addressing with his young quarterback.
I agree.
That's also something not to take for granted, because a lot of guys wouldn't be as transparent and forthcoming with that kind of detail.
It's good. The detail's good.
The detail's excellent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.